Welcome to Produce Step Up, a podcast designed to inspire you to attain peak performance in your life and work. My name is Joseph Dimoke. Thanks for tuning in today. This week I started over by asking the question, what is in your hands? And today is the end of the week and I want to summarize what we've been discussing on this matter of money and businesses by answering a very important question. What is spiritual about business? Now, what prompted this is this. Once in the course of my conversation with a friend, he explained to me some stuff he read in a business book and explained to me some practices in the world of business, particularly big businesses. Those practices and ideas appeared brilliant, but I understand them to be manipulative. I understand them to be contradictory to the moral values that guide our lives. And more important to me as a person, I understand them to contradict the teachings of Jesus Christ and the Bible values. Therefore, I responded, man, these guys are bad, dude. That's what I told the guy. Now, with a broad smile, he replied, bro, nothing is spiritual about business. Now, when we had this discussion, I was not in the mood of arguing, so I brushed the discussion aside. However, a question lingered in my heart. Is there anything really spiritual about business? That question lingered in my heart for a long time. So when I was getting my outline for this podcast for the week, I said, it's important I give you the answer to this question, especially as it occurred to me. So on this episode today, my focus is to try and give you an answer to this question, whether anything is really spiritual about business. Now, let me explain what he actually mean when he said, bro, nothing is spiritual about business. Now, when I say those guys are bad, he understand that what I meant was that they are not doing the right thing. They are tricky, they are manipulative, they are cheats, and you know those kind of stuff. And for him, he felt like, you can't bring church, of course, when they called me bro, because we are Christians, we are brothers in the Lord, you understand what I'm saying? Now, is there nothing special about business? And I want to believe he's not planning to practice any of those things, but the bottom line is that I want to just talk to you about it. If you read business books, read some people, see their philosophies and ideologies about how they even operate their business, or observe their business processes at close range, you find out that they do all kinds of things, including what you think are morally wrong. And for people like that, they will answer you if you ask them, like my friend, bro, nothing is spiritual about business. Now, if what they mean by saying that nothing is spiritual about business is that you can't bring spirituality into business, that is, you can't start bringing this is sin, this is ungodly, this is not righteous into business, then they are wrong. If business being spiritual means that you bring your moral values, you allow, for instance, if you're a Christian, the Christian teaching and the Bible values to guide the operation of your business, if that means your business is spiritual, then that is actually my answer, is that business is indeed spiritual. Every single thing about business is spiritual, not just that is anything spiritual about business. Now, please, you need to understand this truth. Business is part of your life and should be treated as such if you must make it sustainable. Remember yesterday I was talking to you about building an enduring business. Once you dissociate spirituality from business, you are not likely to build a business that will last. Now, I want to tell you something. It doesn't mean spirituality about business does not mean when you come to work, you pray early in the morning. As a matter of fact, I'm not saying praying in the morning if you own a business or even when you get to office and start praying there in the morning is a bad practice. Well, personally, it's not to me as important as ensuring that you recognize God's existence in developing your business processes, in treating your customers, in treating your staff, and developing your products and services. For me, it's better you don't ever pray and ensure that the way you relate with your customers, your staff, your colleague, and the way you serve your products and services reflect the nature of God. I prefer that to your coming out every day in the morning to say we'll have weekly prayer meeting for staff, weekly prayer meeting for top executive and all that. Now, those things are not bad, but I'm just trying to help you see that is not as important as what you do. Any hypocrite can tell you he's coming to pray. Now, business is an integral part of our lives and it should be treated as such. We cannot divorce our life from our business life. As a matter of fact, there's no such thing like this is my business life, this is my personal life. In fact, it is hypocrisy or some sense to dissociate your day-to-day life from your business. If you are morally upright, it will flow out of you naturally. when you go to do business, when you go to church or mosque, when you go to your family, when you deal with people. Some people can come and pretend. It doesn't last forever. That's why they think they can sustain themselves. They think they can be right while doing business. No. The truth is that what you do, the way you live your life normally and naturally, reflects in every other facet of your life. That is why womanizing men naturally, when they come to work, they start sleeping with secretaries, they start chasing their superiors and inferior subordinates, and they start having problems with issues that has to do with sexual harassment and stuff like that. It's not about the workplace. It's about the fact that this guy naturally is just that way. Do you understand what I'm saying? So please understand that every single thing is spiritual about business. Now, there's something I want to point out to you. You know, the examples my friend gave me were examples of big business guys. And you now start asking yourself, okay, if they do things like this, how come they are still there? Let me tell you something about God. You know, God is the person that created the world. So he controls it. He guides what happens there. And the little one I understand about the way he does things is this. For instance, if the biggest company that provides Nigeria, for instance, with toothpaste, is not doing the right thing, they are adulterating their products and stuff like, God is not likely to close them down until he finds another person who will do the right thing, so that when he closes them down, the right person will now become the king. That is why in Psalm, how he does this is very simple, and how I know this is true is this. Psalm 75, I think verse 5 or 6 says, I am God. God is judge. He brings down one toothpaste company to lift up another. Of course, you understand what I mean. So that's why they seem to still be there, but we have seen very big businesses crash. Part of why they crash is because they think nothing is spiritual about business. They continue to allow iniquity, they continue to allow business processes, their dealings with people, and the core fibers of their business, except that that did not last forever. It got to the point where it couldn't sustain them again. It got to the point where God can't bear it again. It got to the point where God felt like, oh, it's about time I pass judgment on you. And that's how come you see some very big top businesses crash. That's how come you see some top people you think they should never crash. There are nothing spiritual about business. What I'm saying in essence is this. Don't cheat people in business thinking that nothing is spiritual about business. The consequences of cheating will come upon you, whether you like it or not. You cannot run away from it. And please, just because you think there are people who are cheats, they are liars, they are manipulators, and they do every single thing that God expects us not to do when we do business, yet they appear to be making progress, don't think they are good. Don't think they are free. Don't think that God didn't see them. Don't even allow them deceive you into thinking that you can do such things and get away with it. The consequences of their actions comes upon them. You will not be there to watch them, but it comes upon them. Eli refused to teach his children. He died. He refused to teach his children. Their wives gave birth to children that died. Now, when they slept with people God didn't kill their manhood or make their manhood inactive. God visited them with the consequences of their action in a way sometimes different from where they are. So stop looking at their business that seems to be flourishing. Also go to their family and find out the consequences of the evil they are doing in the marketplace, the consequences of the evil they are doing in their business. Check their customer, check some very serious things about their lives, and you begin to see the consequences of their life when they begin to think and act as though business is not spiritual. The point I'm making is this. Everything about business is spiritual. If you are truly morally upright, you don't need to try to live it out when you go to work on your business. It comes out of you naturally and spontaneously. And at such points, please allow it to flow. Do not ever imbibe ungodly practices thinking that nothing is spiritual about business. My answer to the question again is this. Something is spiritual about business. And when we disdain it and live as though nothing is spiritual about business, we reap negative consequences. I hope you got my point. Thanks for being part of today's episode of Brojude Step Up, brought to you by Brojude World, a human capacity development platform with the guiding mission of mentoring, coaching, and inspiring you for peak performance in life and work. You can download more podcasts and many free contents when you visit brojude.com. To get notification on our latest posts, interviews, podcasts, and books, kindly follow us on Facebook, Google+, Twitter, and LinkedIn at Brojude World. You can connect with us on WhatsApp with 0810-550-4664.